Please be seated. If you will, please turn with me to Isaiah chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out, while the temple was filling with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." We live in a culture that has a high view of man and a low view of God. We as a people think of ourselves as pretty good, better than most, and if God is watching, he surely must be pleased with us. Yet Isaiah recognizes, and the scripture repeatedly affirms, that we are sinners before a holy and righteous God. Each one of us has either lived in blatant rebellion against him or indifference toward him. And we have not acknowledged God's rightful claim to our lives as our Creator. And as a consequence of that, the Bible tells us that all of us are under his wrath, in danger of eternal damnation. If that were the end of the story, it would be a very bleak picture indeed. But God, in his mercy and love, has provided a way to reconcile sinners to himself, without compromising his holiness and his justice. And he did that through the death of his son Jesus on the cross, who took upon himself the penalty that you and I should pay. And that by doing so, he made it possible for God to forgive and accept us. Each week, we celebrate communion, which Jesus commanded us to do in remembrance of his body broken and his blood shed on the cross. And if you are one who has recognized, as Isaiah did, your sinful condition before God and have thrown yourself upon his mercy and asked him to forgive your sins for Jesus' sake, and have turned to him in repentance, faith, and obedience, then we invite you to join us as we share communion today. You may be one, however, either you're visiting us for the first time, or maybe you've been coming for some time. You might be a person who doesn't recognize yourself as a sinner. You don't see your need for a Savior. And you feel confident that if you stood before God, that you'd be able to make a good account of yourself. Well, the Bible says differently. And we pray that today, as you listen to his word being preached, that today may be the day of salvation for you. And that God may open your heart to see your condition and to receive that gift of eternal life that he offers through Christ. But for now, communion is for those who believe, for those who've placed their trust in Christ. So if by your own admission you are not that person, then we ask that you simply pass the elements by as they come to you. As the ushers come forward, please take the elements, hold them, meditate on what Christ has done for us, and in a few moments I'll come back and we'll share communion together.